I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On the last episode, the crew engaged in a long battle with David Schwimmer and his Neonite battalion, with one of the Neonites, dubbed Dickhead, revealing their true sinister plan. With this new information, the crew meet up with the Draculas and board their ship to get help tracking down Emperor Slug once and for all.
The Dracula Council have decided to let you on board the Old Dirty Bastard. Your ship, the Ascension Millennium, flies into a small porthole and you land in a kind of hangar. The door behind the hangar shuts and you exit, and you can see many Draculas bustling and moving around, talking to each other, planning. Some of them look like alien Draculas, but they're all evidently Draculas. One of the a small kind of weedy Dracula comes up to you as you land. Yeah, follow me, I will take you to Melokev. He was the one that you chatted to.
Ah, yes.
He leads you through these winding, gothic corridors of this spaceship until you find yourselves in a kind of bridge, I suppose. There's several Draculas there, all kind of like having a discussion. Seems like a meeting's taking place. But when you enter, Malakav, you recognize, or you now know as the Dracula that spoke to you on the vid screen, he's like, come in, take a seat.
Take a seat.
I also take a seat.
He kind of like looks from the two of you. I need a medical check on these two boys, if you would be so kind.
I'm flat. A needle will go straight through me.
Yes, that's why I want a medical check. This is very strange. You have obviously been to the half-person, half-animal quadrant of the galaxy.
Correct.
In fact,
yes.
So have you, but also you are flat, so...
What's your medical diagnosis on that, buddy?
Are you imitating my accent?
No. Now like... I am. Fuck you.
All right.
What bull ape, Joel? Why?
I've had a bad couple of days.
Would you like some time to get acquainted and to just relax, huh?
I can never relax. I've just found out I can't die. So a medical check as soon as possible would be great.
All right. Are
you immortal? How do you deal with that?
All Draculas are, unless we have our heads cut off or garlic stuffed in them. It's a lot of ways. It's actually not as, you know, Dracula can't die, but actually there's a lot of ways we can, so, yeah.
Yeah, this one can't die.
How old did you say your boys were?
I honestly don't know. At least a million.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have any records of Earth?
Well,
I was born in 1991 AD. Earth time.
The sun, star system, soul. Yeah,
you see
Milky Way.
See Malakov whisper down to like a little Dracula lackey who runs off.
Sorry.
As that Dracula runs off, another couple of Draculas with like a medical, like a gurney. A big gurney for you, but you're flat, so it's actually not that big. You're just gonna drape over the side.
Oh, gross, like a pancake.
Yeah, and like a vet gurney, I suppose, for you also, Joel. Mm-hmm. They place you on and they begin running tests on you. It seems like one of the Dracula doctors is like, it seems like somebody has pumped the two of you full of nanobots of some variety. Quantum. They press a button and on a little screen that they have, you can see there's like a 3D model of this kind of strange purple nanobot. Quantum nanobots. They also press another couple of buttons and kind of, you see that green kind of vapor?
Uh-huh.
They've been, or this throughout your body, the, is what we recognize as the key as well. It is now a part of you.
Uh-huh.
It seems as though these nanobots have been keeping you alive. That would be the assumption. They're very different. The nanobots in you, Bull Ape Joel, if that's your name.
Flat Bull Ape Joel is my name.
They very different to the nanobots that are in you, Sphinx Joel.
Also Sphinx.
Also Sphinx Joel, right. You're like let off the gurney. They're like, we don't really, this is very new. Did you know who put these in you? Do you have any idea who could have put them in you?
How old are the nanobots? Can you tell?
Because if they're older than like 15, I can hazard a guess.
They do seem very, very old.
Yes, we know who put them in us.
Okay, Zay.
Are you familiar with Jackson?
The terrible, terrible...
No. We are not familiar with such a man.
Well, let me give you a brief rundown of Jackson. He is the biggest idiot in the history of Earth. An ugly gnome man.
Data-shaped gnome-looking fuck.
He doomed Earth. He set off a car bomb, which wasn't a bomb inside an automobile. It was a bomb that turned its victims into automobiles. He doomed Earth. We killed him twice. He then was a robot and kidnapped us. Then he put himself into another robot and fucked off. And that was 5 years ago.
Right. Right.
Well, imagine Emperor Slug, but on Earth. On Earth.
As you're having a startling and unpleasant realization, you see one of the doors to the bridge of the old dirty bastard open up, and two young Draculas are leading a very, very ancient and decrepit Dracula between them.
Mm-hmm.
He's very familiar, this Dracula.
Old mate Drax.
Yeah, under all of his aged and all of the changes, his hair is going, he's kind of looking more and more like a Nosferatu every day. You can tell that this is Dracula that you knew back on Earth. He kind of limps towards you.
Ape Joel. Also Joel. I recognize you too.
How the fuck do you recognize me? I've got a different head.
You have the ape body.
You recognize a gorilla. Well, wait, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Dracula, how's it going?
It has been a long time, boys.
A million years?
Probably more.
Don't say more.
A time is difficult for a Dracula. All demos are food for a Dracula.
Yes, they are.
I remember that one.
You too. Hope you ate your fair share of demos, Dracula.
I did, up until the very end of the planet, yes. I was a scourge for this fine man. As for all the other Draculas in Dracula City.
That's good.
We feasted well every night.
Good. Did they pray to Splinterhoof?
They did for a while. But then we ate some.
I guess they probably prayed for like their god to come back and save them. And they just
they
didn't.
Sure did.
He never did.
Yeah, I didn't. Up top. Yeah, got him.
I suppose that's a single celebration.
Side note, out of character, that was the perfect high five for a recording session because it was loud.
It was. It was very good.
Now, anyway, what were you saying, Dracula?
About what?
Swine men, you ate them all. That was all right.
Is there any in space?
No. They were all eaten. There are lots of Draculas, though.
Like gestures to the old dirty bastard.
How good?
ODB.
Yes! 36 chambers! Fuck, yes! Ain't nothing to
Wu-Tang
fuck with.
Exactly, ain't nothing to fuck with.
Draculas aren't ain't nothing to fuck with.
That's what it's about.
Just us as swine men, am I right, Dracula? You're all right. I'm a big Dracula fan. I'm glad that we got you on the bus.
Dracula looks at Malakoff and he's like, these are the ones.
These are the ones. Show them. I tie. It turns out Draculas are not immortal. We just age very slowly. Please, Malukov, let them know.
Dracula, like, sits down. He's like, I will watch. Malukov, he's like, all right, son. And he presses a button on, like, the console. And on the big screen in the bridge of the ship, he starts kind of showing almost a PowerPoint. He's like, across the galaxy, in their different cultures on different planets, they all speak of a great and terrible evil. Mm-hmm. Kind of like clicks a button, and you can see it's kind of like ill-defined, the evil. And he's like, and they also speak of two ancient heroes coming to save the galaxy, the world, from the ancient evil.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the ancient evil is, but, well, Dracula, who is very old, seems to think that you two are the heroes set out to destroy it.
Yeah, well, the Neo-Knights think we are.
Well, the Neo-Knights are nothing more than selfish dickheads.
Correct.
But they have the strongest connection to the key, and the key is the most powerful thing in the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Where is the key, do we know?
Where's Dickhead?
Where is Dickhead?
Yeah, did you bring him on the ship?
We didn't.
No, then he's probably in your ship.
Yeah, well, we asked Dickhead where the key is.
I'm trying to figure out.
Get the key.
We should just betray him.
We'll do what? We already have.
No, we're just like, hey, do you know the Neonites stole the key?
We already did that.
Yeah.
Betray him again. Give him to him.
Well, he's more useful for us alive than he is dead.
I guess. Because he can get
never been able to look. Sorry to interrupt your bickering, but
we've not never. Bickering, just confusion.
Can we get the Mockmouth on screen or whoever is in the ship on screen?
Presses a button and, yeah, Mockmouth, maybe. Drinking a soda or whatever.
Hey, Mockmouth.
What?
Can you bring
just
in...
do that?
Sorry.
What if I've been sharing or something? Yes, what?
What? Why would you be sharing in...
I don't know. Just,
with
what's
the
question?
Anyway, Mockmouth. Can you ask Dickhead where the key's at?
Oi, Dickhead. You see Dickhead poke his head around? Huh? Where's the DMK? He's like, not all the Neonites are allowed to know its location. I was one of them.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that for a second, Dickhead.
Bring me on the ship, interrogate me, it's true.
You want to come onto a ship full of Draculas to get interrogated?
You promised me safe passage.
Well, we did.
But you just asked us to interrogate you, we've got an army of Dracula.
I'm telling the truth, I promise.
Nah.
Who knows?
He doesn't seem like he's lying, but, you know, it's hard to tell.
Who would know?
Any of the Grand Emperors, like the guy that you shot
David
in the head.
Schwimmer.
David Schwimmer, David Spade is another one.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, David Blaine, that's another one.
All that Davids.
Yeah, I suppose.
David and Goliath.
David Duchovny, that's another one.
All right, well. All right, thank you, dear kid.
Mockmouth's like, you don't need him? Do you want me to take him on the ship?
No,
just keep him. Hey, Mockmouth, look, it's Dracula.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing? Dracula's like, Mockmouth, still as rude as ever. I did not say anything rude to you. I just said hello. I'm just assuming. How are you alive? Well, I don't feel like telling you now, Dracula. I'm sorry. Yes, well, too late. Mockmouth turns the screen.
She's a clone.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
She's Mockmouth 10,000.
Yeah. The 10,000th Mockmouth.
All apparently rude.
Well, I'll be. I guess part of her genetic makeup
it's genetic.
Is to be terribly rude.
All right, so.
Hey, Dracula.
Yes.
Question.
Yes.
How do you feel about one last adventure before retirement?
Dracula stands up. He kind of dusts off his big black cloak with a big black collar.
I think I could have just one more. With some very old friends.
All right.
Getting the team back together.
Do we have any swinemen substitutes for him?
We grow so that we can feed a sort of mindless version of this fine man that is mostly blood.
All right. Let's get some of them on board.
Two, I reckon. How much do you need for food?
Two will do me. I do not need much blood in my old age.
Malakov's like, yeah, somebody go to the farm and bring us some swineman substitutes.
Can they talk?
No, they make a kind of noise. But it's just air escaping. They are not in the strictest sense of the word alive.
Well, that's good. Good news for humanitarianism. Bad news for friendship.
Malakav is like, there's something about the two of you. The key, like the doctor said, it is part of your makeup now. Have you noticed any new abilities?
I haven't tried. It feels familiar, but I'm not sure what's going on. Mm. What do you recommend we try? If I just, like, concentrate real hard?
No, it can be very dangerous to try. There is a planet nearby, a sort of sanctuary. I could send you there so that you could learn how to use your...
Is there, like, a table nearby?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, stop listening to what he's saying and just concentrate real hard on the table and see what happens.
Nothing.
Well, worth a shot.
It is the kind of thing that needs to be unlocked. A couple of hours, maybe a day on the planet, and you will maybe come out better.
All right.
It should not take that long.
A couple of hours a day, though.
No, or a day.
Or a day.
Oh. Sorry, I couldn't understand your accent.
Okay.
I will set up a teleporter to the planet.
Yeah.
One of the Draculas who was sent away to the farm, he returns with two... They look kind of like swine men, but they're more like very large, very red pig people. You think these are just largely blood? He kind of puts them down. One of them is like,
hey. They slosh?
Hey. Yeah. They're like more just like a drink.
Like a blood bag.
Is that good? The swine men are back. Are you happy?
I am. I look him one in the eye. Splinter Hoof.
Its eyes are glossy.
Ah, I was hoping he kind of, you know, remembered, like, something.
He makes them largely without the brain.
Hey, how long does it take to create a swine man?
About an hour.
Can we make, an intelligent one?
We'll pay you.
Mine is not really the problem.
We could try, I suppose. He looks at Malakav. Malakav's like, sort of shrugs. I don't know how well it would come out. That's creating life. That's not something that we've ever... This is like, well, you know, just genetics, creating a whole new being.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you give it a go, like, it would be nice having, you know, a profit.
Some familiarity. All right, then.
Let's create a profit.
We'll do our best.
Make me a Daryl.
Okay. Malakav sort
of. What was the priest called again?
Grand Priest Emperor or something there? That's so many goddamn names.
Yeah.
Make a demo. All demos are food for Dracula. That's what I remember.
Yep.
Malakav is like, all right, I've prepared in the next room some teleporters down to the planet. The planet does not even have a name. It is just a small moon, really, that is a sanctuary where you can be taught how to use your new abilities. He kind of like leads you into another room. There's a small teleporter pad. Reminds you of the ones that took you down to Centaur 5 and the like. Mm-hmm. Hop on them.
Yep.
You find yourselves in like a pleasant green like oasis of sorts. Beautiful trees, lots of rolling hills, almost like a monastery as well. There's like nice large building. You can hear bells in the back.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ground. And populating this whole area is Well, they kind of just look like collections of balls. So like four kind of like basketball sized, not testicles.
Oh, okay.
Four basketball sized spheres of red, blue, green, and yellow. They kind of roll towards you. One of them lights up, and then like the colors kind of light up in a pattern. These will be your teachers, says Malachi, if he's come with you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Lots of meditation is what I hear.
All right. I mean, I'm scared to go into my head because there's two things I'm very afraid of in there. One of them is blood. The other one is the jungle.
Right.
Jungle and blood.
Well, you know, sometimes we have to face, I don't know how it works, as Malakov. I wish you both the best of luck. In about 3 hours, maybe more, I will come back and receive you.
Huh? Okay. Should we have bought Dickhead?
Would you like me to send him down, any of your other friends?
No, just Dickhead.
Just Dickhead.
He's got, like...
He might be able to help us.
Yeah. Okay, then, yeah, yeah. All right, he disappears back up into the old dirty bastard, which you can kind of see distantly in the atmosphere of this planet, kind of like almost like a satellite in space. After about 10 minutes, Dickhead teleports next to you guys. Okay, what's the...
So apparently we're going to be training to get better at the key.
Yeah, you would have had to meditate or some shit, yeah?
Yeah, it's just about meditation, looking inside yourself.
What am I looking for? Because I just... Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't meditate often, and when I do, it usually enrages me.
Right.
I miss New Zealand. I'll say it.
Okay, I don't know where that is, but if you...
It's a beautiful place, dickhead.
It's a beautiful place, dick. Right. My brain's the opposite. It's an awful place, dickhead.
You've just got to find your Santa. Find the key inside you.
All right. Well, do you want some training as well?
You might be able to grow your arm back.
Yeah.
I laugh.
That's not how it works, he says.
We don't know.
One of the colored balls, the collection of color balls, starts rolling towards a kind of small grassy slope. It then stacks on top of itself in like a tower of four balls. You assume it may be meditating. Again, it's hard to tell.
I suppose balls, we should go come with us?
The ball, red, yellow, green, blue.
I followed the ball.
Ready?
My mind melt into the balls.
All right. You watch as Ape Joe's body. And instantly, you receive all of the meditation that the ball had. You steal enlightenment from the balls. Ape Joel, I'd like to write down on your character sheet, separate ape brain. You now possess the ability to send your form out like Doctor Strange style.
Oh, project, so like a projection.
Astral projecting.
Astral ape brain.
Astral ape brain.
Astral.
You can separate your brain from yourself and out.
Brain.
Ape Joel is slumped next to you, and presumably, because dickhead hasn't changed, is the balls also, Joel.
Okay, what? Do the balls make a sound?
No, they just light up.
They do now.
You can probably make a noise by rubbing the balls against each other.
Just cross mobs. Did it work? You did it? You
can ask see, me a question.
As he moves the balls against, it damages the balls.
Stop it.
You think that's not how it's meant to happen?
Get out of there. Get back.
All right, I'll come back.
Okay, you can see the ball returns. It like from its tower just collapses. It's mad, but it's hard to tell because it's balls.
What happened?
Watch this. Just project myself.
His ape body collapses, but you don't see him go anywhere.
Well, wake up, dickhead. Kick him a bit.
You've astral projected. You're standing there looking at your body slumped in front of you.
Oh, yeah, I physically can't touch anything. Fuck. I come back.
Well, what?
I can astral project now, but I forgot you couldn't see that.
Yeah, well done. So it worked.
Yep.
You just popped into them and it worked.
I stole enlightenment. Which I feel
Oi, balls, give me enlightenment.
Are you going to grind orator? The balls light up, they flash very quickly, and then, oh, you receive enlightenment. Your sign sword begins to glow a powerful neon. It encases the sword completely. Your sign sword can now cut through anything.
Oh, no.
Literally anything. There you go. Enjoy enlightenment that you just both took.
All right.
You can see the balls are mad. You've angered them.
Balls, give dickhead enlightenment.
No.
Dickhead's arm doesn't grow back, but you can see like an ethereal white arm take its place. See. He kind of like, thank you. Thank you.
No, dickhead. Thank you.
The balls have surrounded you. The ball that you grant Arda to give you enlightenment now doesn't have enlightenment. Like, he's mad because he wanted you to train for it. You find yourself surrounded by the balls.
We're sorry you were bad at communicating.
All right, initiative. Also, Joel, you're first.
So how many balls? Do they lose their powers?
Four collections of balls.
And so
around you.
So that's six.
That's
four. Yeah, 16.
16 balls.
How many lost their powers?
Basically just the one you were chatting to on the grassy slope. The one that you can see is damaged by Ape Jolt rubbing its balls together.
Got him. That's weak. Don't attack that one.
Yeah, it's like... Great balls. Look. If you fight us, I now have a sword that can cut through anything. Do you really want to fight, or do you just want to chastise us and then we can train, okay? Or
do you want to come with us?
Or do you want to come with us to stop the Great Emperor Slug and everything else? Or, like, is there actually any more training to do, or did we get it?
It lights up. You don't know what that means.
Hang on.
Ape Joel?
Send down... Do we have a Daryl yet?
No, it's all happening upstairs.
I reckon when we get a Daryl, we bring him back. Be like, give him life properly.
Do that to one of the blood Daryls.
Yes! Well, no.
What kind of a hell? Ape Joel, what are you going to do? It seems like the Grand Orated Bolt is not going to attack, but you just can't speak for the other three.
I raise my hands. It's not here to kill you all. Because we probably could, and that's bad for everyone, I assume.
If I mind meld.
Yeah.
Again.
You do not receive double enlightenment.
That wasn't my question, but that's good to know. Or sad to know.
What did you think would happen?
Would I be able to communicate with the other balls?
Potentially, yeah.
But also, I don't know how to talk ball.
No, so who knows what you'd be saying?
I'm going to try.
All right. Angel flumps to the ground.
Get.
Has he astral projected? Has he gone? You don't know.
Why does he always do that? He never says anything. He's always just like, I got an idea. Then he flumps. And then I'm waiting from 2 hours to 6 days, sometimes a month.
And then I'm back.
All right, you're in a ball.
I just start flashing heaps.
The other balls start flashing as well. You think they're angry? That's the sense you get from them?
I'm going to just keep flashing heaps of green.
You're lucky. It seems like they've noticed what's happening. Their enlightened state of being lets them realize that Ape Joel is now... Sorry, Flat Bull Ape Joel is now in the body of one of their companions. They kind of calm down, and they begin rolling away to their own little places of sanctuary.
I'm honestly surprised that didn't make them angrier, but that's fine.
No, they accept them. It's part of the grand cosmic what have you.
How's the injured ball?
It's not happy, but you grand orated it, so it loves you.
Sick.
Get the balls to come with us.
I'm like, hey, mate, how are you?
Flashes various colors.
Sick.
Are you going to tell it to come with you?
Yep.
All right. You spend the next...
Who's the last person you grand orated? Oh, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's happened with a lot of them. You're like, I'm like, oh, the other... Oh, no, he's been murdered, so it's fine. Because you, like... As the two of you are wont to do, you use a social ability as an attack. And that's just fine. After a couple of hours, Malakav reappears. He's like, did everything go well?
Yep.
All right. Excellent. You have your new abilities. It worked.
Yep.
Yep. Perfect. Worked a treat.
All right. Well, if you'll follow me back up into the old dirty bastard, we can... begin making plans to head to Evil Prime.
Yeah, right.
You get in the teleporter, you find yourselves back in Old Dirty Bastard. There is one kind of familiar looking swine man. It's been brought into the bridge, into the teleporting room. It doesn't look perfect, but it's there.
Hey, mate.
Daryl?
That's my name, yeah. That's what they told me I'm called. There's a lot of Draculas in this place. On my way here, I saw a lot of me, but full of blood.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you... How to explain this without causing him to freak out. You are a new... You're a prophet.
Right.
Yeah, of the great Splinter Hoof.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Sound familiar? I don't know why I just copied your voice.
He does that from time to time.
Sorry, my brain's wrong.
Do you remember us?
Malakov is like, he's not going to... He's a brand new creation.
Mm-hmm.
We can't give him the memories of another swine man.
All right.
When I mind meld with people, do they get...
Your memories?
Yeah.
No?
Can I give them my memories?
Maybe if you did some googs.
Astral project.
What can I do with my astral projection? Or do I not know?
You don't really know.
You're not going to tell me, are you? You don't know, do you? That was two no's. What can Doctor Strange do?
I'm like, I'm sure you could, like, implant some memories. Inception this shit.
I'm gonna astral...
It's all a dice roll.
Let's inception this swine man.
Yep. I'm gonna astral... I'm assuming astral ape brain it.
Mm-hmm.
Become an astral being and then just, like, put my hand over his... My... astral hand into his
brain. You can, like, basically, you can enlighten him, but wrong.
Oh, enlightened wrong.
Yeah.
Like our version of enlightenment.
20. You ape Joel, boom, to the ground. You're like, okay.
It's happening again. We're here.
Ape Joel, you're in the kind of, like, astral realm. You walk towards the swine man. His psychic, like, field is brand new. It's so, like, fresh because he's a brand new creation. You place your astral hand, your flat astral hand, in front of the swine man's face, and you begin pouring all of your memories in. All right. You begin pouring all of your memories into the swine man. From your perspective also, Joel, you're seeing the swine man, his eyes go wide, like, out of kind of terror. And, like, he starts kind of maybe weeping for a bit.
No matter what you are doing, Ape Joel, remember, be a good bloke. Above all, be a good bloke.
Let's save your universe.
What are the consequences of Ape Joel's scheme? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Let's
missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.